Michael Garofalo here with a StoryCorps podcast extra. By now, you've probably heard of Sandra Bland, the 28-year-old African-American woman who a Texas state trooper pulled over on July 10th. He pulled her over for failing to use a turn signal on a lane change. Bland ended up being physically subdued and arrested. She died in her cell on July 13th, apparently by her own hand, although many are questioning that. This week, the dashcam footage of that traffic stop was released, and we've been able to see at least part of what happened that day. And this next story we're going to play you is also about a traffic stop, but there was no video in this case. It happened in 2009 between police in Denver, Colorado, and an African-American college student named Alex Lando. Alex was adopted by a white couple and grew up in largely white, middle-class suburbs near Denver. When he came to StoryCorps with his mother, Patsy Hathaway, Alex talked about how race has influenced his life and what happened that night when the police pulled him over. Just a warning, this story contains graphic imagery and language.
I was about 4 years old, and a little girl on the playground came up to me and said, "Not all white kids like to play with black kids." You grabbed her and told her, "You don't talk to my son like that."
Yeah. The one that hurt me the most. You were 8 years old and outside on a really very hot day, covered from head to toe with a long sleeve shirt. And I didn't understand why you were dressed like that. And you said, because you didn't want your skin to get any darker.
We never talked about race growing up. I just don't think that was ever a conversation.
I thought that love would conquer all and skin color really didn't matter. I had to learn the really hard way when they almost killed you.
Yeah. I was 19 years old. I had picked up a friend and I noticed that we had red and blue lights behind us. We were being pulled over. The officer explained I had made an illegal left turn and to step out of the car. So I get out of the car first. He pats me down and then he goes around to the passenger side and pulls my friend Addison out of the car.
Addison is white.
Yeah, Addison is white. And he had some weed in his coat pocket. So he gets placed in handcuffs. I figure that everything's okay. I'm not in handcuffs. I've already been patted down. Plus, there's three officers on the scene. And I had never had a negative interaction with police in my life. So I ask them, "Can I please see a warrant before you continue the search?" And they grab me and begin to hit me in the face. I could hear Addison in the background yelling, "Stop, leave him alone." I was hit several times, and I remember gasping for air and spitting and blood flying across the grass. And then I hear an officer shout out, "He's reaching for a gun." I immediately started yelling, "No, I'm not. I'm not reaching for anything." And I remember an officer say, "If he doesn't calm down, we're going to have to shoot him." I could feel the gun pressed to my head. I expected to be shot. And at that point, I lost consciousness. I woke up to a multitude of officers just standing around me laughing. One officer was like, "Where's that warrant now, you fucking nigger?" It took 45 stitches to close up the lacerations in my face alone. How did it feel when you got the call that I was in jail?
I was in the middle of teaching a second grade class. All she said was, "You'd better come see about your son." She didn't say anything about what kind of shape you were in.
What about when you finally saw me?
All I remember is involuntarily screaming.
That was the first time I had cried the entire time I had been in there. And it wasn't my injuries that hurt. It was just seeing how it devastated you.
My whole worldview changed that night.
Yeah. For me, it was the point of awakening to how the rest of the world is going to look at you. I was just another black face in the streets. And I was almost another dead black male.
That was Alex Lando and his mom, Patsy Hathaway, in Aurora, Colorado. In 2011, Alex was awarded a $795,000 settlement by the city of Denver. And two of the officers involved in his case have since been fired for their conduct in other incidents. So we've recently turned this radio story into an animated short. It's the first time we're working with a new animation team, Julie Zamarki and Gina Kamensky. They did an amazing job with this. They went to visit Alex and his mother. They did a lot of research, and they've made a really beautiful film. Starting tomorrow, July 24th, you can see that film. It's called Traffic Stop on our website, storycorps.org. I'm Michael Garofalo, and that's all for this StoryCorps podcast extra. Until next time, thanks for listening.